Curtis Mayfield may be best known for his 1972 hit Superfly, but his career as the originator of the Chicago soul sound began in the early 60s. A new box set from Rhino Records called People Get Ready surveys his long career. Critic Milo Miles says that while Mayfield may be the hardest major soul singer to get to know, he's well worth the effort.
From nowhere, through a caravan, around the campfire light, a lovely woman in motion, with hair as dark as night. Her eyes were like that of a cat in the dark, that hypnotized me with love.
In the 1960s soul years, Detroit had Motown and Memphis had Stax Records. But no one record company came to define the scene in Chicago. That's the first reason Curtis Mayfield is not as celebrated as he might be. He changed from label to label over the years. Now you can get all his phases together on one label in the first really comprehensive survey of Mayfield's career, the 3-CD set People Get Ready. Although Mayfield was not an original member of the late 50s harmony group The Impressions, he soon came to embody them as singer, songwriter, and vibrant guitarist. After scoring with lovely romantic numbers like Gypsy Woman and I'm So Proud, Mayfield made history in 1964 with what is arguably the first civil rights soul hit, Keep On Pushing.
Keep on pushing. Keep on pushing. I've got to keep on pushing. I can't stop now. Move up a little higher. Some way or somehow. 'Cause I've got my strength. And it don't make sense not to keep on pushing.
Mayfield was the most wholly admirable performer in all of soul music. He was tender, sexy, and strong in his love songs, avoiding the usual put-downs of women. He used his roots in gospel as a source of dignity and optimism. And finally, he was an eloquent social activist who wrote and sang numbers that told Black America to make its own way, never take guff, but above all, get going ahead.
Hush not, child, and don't cry. Might understand you by and by. Just move on up toward your destination. Though you may find from time to time complication.
Mayfield began his solo career in 1970 and flourished. His fourth release was the soundtrack for the film Superfly, a landmark collection of songs as vivid and fast-moving as any screen images. But the tenor of the times was growing harder to follow. Mayfield never made solo albums as consistent as his first few. While he was a champion innovator in hard, funky rhythms, he chased disco trends unsuccessfully. Even his love songs began to sound generic, his releases stopped being news, and he got little crossover action. In 1990, a lighting scaffold fell on him at an outdoor concert, and he was paralyzed from the neck down. The only good note was that the tragedy renewed interest in Mayfield, and the third CD of the People Get Ready collection does an admirable job selecting from his later solo work.
Waking up to find yourself dreaming. Check your fears and hope that you dream. A little space is all that I need. Suckers, just allow me to breathe. Slave puts in Lucifer's brains. Can't take the strength I've earned in line. Stepped in death of the same living hell.
Yet I'm not sure the box set is the only way to go. A 2-CD retrospective called Curtis Mayfield and the Impressions, the anthology 1961 to 1977, is still available on MCA. It's cheaper, it gives a fuller picture of the Impressions, and it does about as good a job on solo Mayfield. Either way, those who lack this sweet soul man in their library should pick up one or the other. Established Mayfield fans should check out the single disc reissue, Curtis Mayfield Chicago Soul on Columbia Legacy. It's a smoothly programmed survey of his work as a talent scout, songwriter, and producer. Featured performers include Major Lance, Gene Chandler, and Walter Jackson. The soothing light touch to everything is a timely reminder why the Chicago style is a favorite of many old-line soul enthusiasts. Though it's hard to see all at once, Curtis Mayfield created his own kind of empire.
Milo Miles is a music writer living in Cambridge, Massachusetts. He reviewed People Get Ready on the Rhino label. He also referred to the anthology on MCA and Curtis Mayfield's Chicago Soul reissue on Columbia Legacy.